Well, folks, as we finish out the show, I get to welcome back Dr. Greg Smalley here, who is going to answer a very fascinating question for us. Yeah, we'll get into it. But Greg, welcome.
Thank you. It's always good to be with you.
Good to have you. All right. Well, you are our expert on marriage and heading into marriage. And now you have been married 25 years.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
It's a big marker that we've passed.
That's pretty awesome.
So I got her to re-up for another 25. So.
Well, you know, there's no clause for no out.
Nope.
For,
oh. It's 25 at a time.
That's hardcore. So. Okay. All right. Well, you're going to have to help this engaged person. She says, my fiance and I have been together for 5 years. I love him very much, but when we first got into the relationship, we had sex and were not really strong in our faith. We've grown in our walk and relationship with God and are getting more educated in such areas. Within the past 3 years, we've cut out having sex and also making out. It's a huge blessing that we don't do these things anymore. The only problem is that I feel I'm losing my attraction for him. I began to have a wandering eye and started looking at other men at church and on the street, which is totally not like me. Now that we're moving forward in our relationship, the physical attraction seems to be dwindling. I love him and am very much in love with him, but I just don't know what to do. Should I tell him or just deal with it and continue to pray for my attraction to become what it used to be?
Yeah, great question. I think it's important to remember that God has given us complete free will to choose who we're going to spend a lifetime with. And you know, next to your relationship with Christ, I mean, this is her biggest decision that she's going to make. And so, you know, to me, it's not surprising that she's kind of quote unquote looking around. I mean, we have a term in our culture, buyer's remorse. I mean, when you make a big decision, it psychologically, there's something about it that causes us to step back and just go, whoa, it was this right. We look around. I don't think that's such a big deal. What I would encourage her to do is one, to refocus on the big things, the things that really matter, his relationship with the Lord. Is he a Christ follower? His work ethic, his sense of humor, you know, how does he handle your heart in challenges? How does he work through conflict? I think those are the big things that she needs to remind herself about who he really is, in addition to physical attraction. Here's what's interesting though about physical attraction, it's very multifaceted. So I think of the four parts of who we are, our emotions, our who we are physically, spiritually, mentally. Attraction is going to happen within each one of those four areas. Now, the problem is before marriage, we can't fully engage in all parts of those. So I love that they've quit having sex. What a great thing for their relationship. What it's doing is it's sowing health into the relationship. They're saying we're not willing to compromise. That's a huge benefit for their relationships. But understand that they're also pulling back on things that would have awakened or heightened kind of that physical attraction. When you're having sex with someone, God meant that for marriage because of the depth. I mean, that's the deepest level of intimacy, of attraction that we can experience. In like in Song of Solomon 8:4, we're being told to, you know, don't awaken love before it's the right time. In other words, there's certain depths of intimacy that we shouldn't be experiencing before marriage. Sex is an obvious one. Another one, though, I even realized this. My son-in-law now, who came to me to ask for my daughter's hand in marriage, as I was talking to him, asking him questions, one was just, where are they at spiritually? And he said, you know, we don't have that deep of a spiritual relationship. And I remember thinking, whoa, wait, what? That like felt like a huge red flag until he explained that for him was the deepest level of intimacy, and he didn't want to awaken that part until they were married. And I love that. So as she thinks about physical attraction, that's going to happen when they're emotionally connecting, they're physically, is she attracted to him connecting, you know, mentally. I mean, all those things, there needs to be a balance. And so I would tell her, don't worry so much about that, because you've pulled back on certain things that really exacerbated that attraction. And now she's being able to cultivate some other parts, and that's great. I would just continue to cultivate those different parts of their intimacy, emotionally, physically, spiritually, you know, and mentally, again, in appropriate ways where they're at. I don't think she needs to have a big talk with him. I think that she just needs to recalibrate and look for these other areas as she's deepening their relationship. And I don't think that's a huge deal. Now, if she's really telling me that she's, you know, I'm not attracted to him at all. Yeah. I mean, I think that would be a big deal. But she was attracted based on things that they were doing, which shows me that the attraction's there. She's just learning how to develop that in other appropriate areas.
Mm-hmm. And do you think, I mean, should she be thinking in her head, like, what conversation should they have about? I mean, they've been together for 5 years. I mean, does she still need more questions answered before marriage? Or is she unnecessarily stalling it out? Or
I don't know. I mean, this is now when they have an opportunity to really start to prepare for how are we going to manage change as we get married? How are we working through conflict? What will we do to keep investing in our relationship, date nights and those kinds of things? So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's important they keep deepening their skills within those key areas and go through premarital. We have a great program called Ready to Wed. I mean, this is the time now that they do that. No, I think an appropriate engagement is about 9 months, 6 to 9 months. Now they're in that. Mm-hmm. I think the more that they get into these things, I think for her, the attraction will continue to develop. I tell you, you know, speaking with my wife, we do marriage seminars. You know, when we're up there and we're ministering together in that deep, intimate way, man, I mean, there are a few times that she is more attractive to me than when we're in that deep place of ministering together. Mm. Again, things that they're going to be able to do as they get married. So those feelings for her will come back, and they'll be deeper based on what they're now able to do together.
That's great. Thank you, Greg.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's it for this week's show. Remember, this show was sponsored by the book Making Love Last by Laura Taggart. That book is available wherever books are sold. Also, make sure to get in those impact stories. Write to us at editor@boundless.org and give us that one memory or that takeaway that you've had from the show in the past 500 episodes. And you can also hop over around the site to catch what else we have going on this week at The Boundless Show. And that's it for this week's show. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.